FM 89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock and it's time for City Test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Mare Garya Grunnen Abgas Vagudhe.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Marika Yamido, on est fun yenne.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful Friday night. We are very glad to have you back to join our fantastic journey into the temple. Today, our destination is Egypt, a city deep in its Asian culture, located in the heart of the mysterious desert. As for a country with such long history and such beautiful natural resources, what have we prepared for you? In today's Travel Express section, Anna and Richard will give you a brief introduction into Egypt's climate and transportation and hotel information. They will also take you to the Egyptian Muslim's special festival Ramadan. And later, in the City Inside section, Echo and Richard will give you a brief introduction into Egypt's most famous travel attractions, including the pyramids, and some basic information about Egypt's country. And later, in the Yummy Yummy section, Yamo and Sheldon will introduce to you briefly about everyday foods of the Egyptians, including their main cuisine and their beloved sweets. And Fenix, in Yummy Yummy section, Sheldon and Cookie teach you some basic Arabic, some everyday language that everyone uses in Egypt, and that will come in handy when you actually travel to Egypt. And lastly, in the following section, we will follow the steps of the last story with Princess Kaguya from the bamboo, and we will go with her into the depth of the pyramid to start a victorious adventure. So what are we waiting for? Let's start today's program. Get ready to take off!
Hello everyone, it's so nice to meet you again in today's City Temple. I'm your old friend Anna.
Hello, I'm Richard.
Today we will go to a wonderful country, it's Egypt.
So what are you waiting for? Let's go!
Before getting to Egypt, we should care about its climate. As the ancient Greek historian Herodotus said, Egypt is the gift of the Nile. Generally, the summers are hot and dry and the winters are moderate. November through March are the most comfortable months to travel in Egypt. There is almost no rain in the Nile Valley, so you don't need to take your umbrella.
The climate, however, does vary a little bit depending on where you are in the country. On the north coast along the Mediterranean Sea, a thin strip of land stretching from the sea to 50 kilometers south of Wales receives some of the most heavy rain in the country during the winter months. The thunderstorms, along with heavy rain showers that often last several hours here, such as in Alexandria, Massa Mature and all other coastal areas, and even in Delta. In some years, the rainstorms can last for a whole day or so, though the rain tend to be less heavy.
Now let's talk about the transport. Egypt is well served by international airlines that fly direct from around the world, including many lines operated by its national carrier, Egypt Air. British Airways also offers direct flights from the UK. The main international airports are in Cairo, Alexandria, and Aswan. Charter flights depart mainly from Europe and the Middle East into the Red Sea Coast airports.
Besides the transport, a good sleep is also a very important thing to a perfect trip. Egypt has a full range of accommodation options, from basic backpacker hotels to five-star resorts. Most major hotel chains are represented in Cairo, Sharm El-Sheikh, and Luxor at least. you can book most of your accommodation online or contact a local agent that can organize both accommodation and trips.
Refer to Egypt, we should talk about Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and the most important month in the Islamic calendar for Muslims. The majority religion in Egypt celebrates with the time when God revealed the Quran to Muhammad during this holy month. Muslims abstain from eating, drinking, or smoking until after sundown on each day, although strict adherence to Ramadan is for Muslims only. Some Muslims appreciate that non-Muslims do not take meals or smoke in public places. During Ramadan, many restaurants and cafes won't open until after sundown. Public transport is less frequent, shops close earlier before sunset, and pace of life is generally slow.
At least it's the time for girls. I will tell some tips about shopping in Egypt. Egypt has a perpetual shortage of small bills and change. Even banks are unwilling to break too many bills. Vendors will also perpetually say they don't have change. Hold your small bills as much as you can. Be prepared to make bank runs for change and break your bills in the earliest situation, such as a large supermarket. And before you're shopping, don't forget to exchange your money. The exchange rate is 1 EGP to 0.8 IMB.
Well, that's all today's Travel Express. See you next Friday.
See you. Set inside, travel with your ears, expose your soul to the splendors of the world. Good evening, my dear audiences, I'm Richard.
Hello everyone, this is Echo. Glad to meet you again in this lovely night. Today our destination is a mysterious part lying in the northern part of Africa. Yes, you are right, it's Egypt.
Egypt, officially the Arab Republic of Egypt, is a transcontinental country spanning the northeast corner of Africa and southwest corner of Asia. Most of Egypt's territory lies within the Nile Valley. Egypt is a Mediterranean country. It is bordered by the Gaza Strip and Israel to the northeast, and the Gulf of Aqaba to the east, Sudan to the south, and Libya to the west.
Egypt has one of the longest histories of any modern country. Arising in the 10th millennium BC as one of the world's first nation-states. Considered a cradle of civilization, ancient Egypt experienced some of the earliest developments of writing, agriculture, urbanization, organized religion, and central government. Egypt's rich cultural heritage is an integral part of its national identity. It has endured various foreign influences, including Greek, Persian, Roman, Arab, and European.
With over 90 million inhabitants, Egypt is the most populous country in North Africa and the Arab world. The great majority of its people live near the banks of the Nile River, an area of about 40,000 square kilometers. The large region of the Sahara Desert constitutes most of Egypt's territory. A sparse inhabited. About half of Egypt's residents live in urban area, with the most spread across the densely populated centers of Greater Cairo, Alexandria, and other major cities in the Nile Delta.
When it comes to Egypt, I bet it is the pyramids that attract you most. A pyramid is a structure whose outer faces are triangular and converge to a single point at the top. A pyramid has at least three outer triangular surfaces. Pyramids have been built by civilizations in many parts of the world. For thousands of years, the largest structures on Earth were pyramids. By the way, have you heard about the Great Pyramid of Khufu? It is the only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world still remaining. Khufu's pyramid is built mainly of limestone and is considered an architectural masterpiece. It is really intelligent for our ancestors to build such a marvelous architecture. I believe you will suck in your breath when you come face to face with it.
Another tourist spot on my must-go list is the Valley of the Kings. For a period of nearly 500 years from the 60s to 70th century BC, tubes were constructed for the pharaoh and power nobles of the New Kingdom. The valley stands on the west bank of the Nile, opposite Zeus. It is known to contain 63 tubes and chambers. The royal tubes are decorated with scenes from Egyptian mythology and give clues to the beliefs and funerary rituals of the period. Almost all of the tombs seem to have been opened and robbed in antiquity, but they still give an idea of the prosperity and power of the pharaohs. In modern times, the valley has become famous for the discovery of the tomb of Tutankhamun, and it is the most famous archaeological site in the world. Exploration and conservation continues in the valley, and a new tourist center has recently been opened.
This is all for today. Have you enjoyed your trip to Egypt? I'm Echo.
I'm Richard. See you next Friday. Bye.
Be there or be square.
Taste buds can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello everyone, I'm Yamo. It's so nice to meet you again in today's Yummy Yummy.
Hello, I'm Sheldon. Yamo, where are we going today?
Well, when it comes to today's recommend city, many people will associate it with some mysterious tale.
Oh my god, you're working in a lot of cities. Would you mind sending me more information about it?
Well, the weather here is dry and hot, and there are many grand architecture built on the desert.
I guess it's Egypt?
You got it!
Wow, I never heard about a cuisine in this city.
I know it! So today I will lead you to Egypt and try some traditional dishes.
What an attractive smile! You just told me that Egyptians are keen on sweetmeats. You should recommend some of it to me.
No problem. Cover mile erdine is the necessary food in Ramadan, and the essential materials is broad bean.
Broad bean?
Yep, and the talented Egyptian create many ways to taste it, such as boiling bread bean, fried bread bean, stewed bread bean.
Okay, that's enough.
Do you know yasso?
Of course I don't know about it.
The meaning of yasso to Egyptian just like the rice to Chinese.
Wow, so it's like the most important food in Egypt?
Oh yeah, you're right. Do you know what else do the Egyptians eat?
Well, actually, I have done some research on this.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I have learned that the Egyptians have a particularly interest in sweets, in sweet beans and other sweets, and in their formal meals, the last cuisine of a feast will always be sweet. And to accompany yasso, They will eat things like beans, cheese, and soup. They cook the food in various ways, making a good variations in Egyptian food.
Wow, you're really good. I can't believe I'm the leader today. You're better than me.
Oh, stop it. I'm just saying I'm serious on it.
Okay, I got it. And do you want to try some traditional food in this city?
Of course.
But I want to tell you a thing. Maybe you will feel I'm stubborn.
Oh, what is it? I'm curious.
You know, I have to figure my body so that I could own the confidence to approach the boy I like.
Oh, it's good for you. I see.
But anyway, I really want to try some cuisine today, so let's we got some food.
Oh, of course. Let's go.
Let's go. Time to say goodbye today. Do you want to know more about Egypt? Let's go to the next section. Learn to Speak will tell you more about it. I'm Yamo.
I'm Sheldon.
See you next Friday. Bye.
Learn to Speak, travel around the world. This is the same Friday, the same time. Cookie and Sheldon are here waiting for you. It must be a fantastic journey, for we are coming to the Arab world for the first time.
Sure it is. Egypt is so far away that I've known not too much about it.
Me too. There's a typical joke that it takes 3 minutes to master Korean, 3 hours for English, 3 days for French, 3 months for Japanese, 3 years for German, but 300 years for Arabic.
What an incredible joke. The Arab world is always dangerous too, so there's a limit for women to learn. Actually, when language colleges choose students, there's a privilege for men.
Just like you?
No, I'm neither tall nor thin. Studying Arabic is hard, let alone works there.
That's true. It seems that Italia is suitable for us.
So, let's tell all of you something about a mysterious language.
Arabic is mainly spoken in the Middle East and North Africa. It's now the official language of 22 Arab countries and 4 international organizations. By the way, do you know the number of the population who speak Arabic as the mother language, Sheldon?
Let's see, well, 1 million?
No, the real population doubles that, and even more than that.
Wow.
As for its using area, the east to Indus, west to Gibraltar, south to North Africa, and north to the Caspian Sea.
Wow, it sounds like a really vast region, but all the people there believe in Islam.
Yeah, going back to the medieval Europe, it's for preserve Greek culture and also as communication medium of Eastern and Western cultures.
When it refers to culture, it's acknowledged that China has a history for 5,000 years ancient civilizations. And I've heard of a popular saying, Arabs make good use of the tongue, the Greeks take advantage of the brain, and however, the Chinese likes to use the hands.
Yes, I can't agree more. And do you remember the Arabian Nights on the shelf in our childhood?
Absolutely. I think everyone has read it at a very young age.
Of course, we are familiar with Arabic literature masterpiece. On the other hand, it proves that Arabs are likely to express thoughts and feelings orally.
Well, the whole story is in the form of Arabic spoken. The cleverness of the mountain Druze, the brave Sinbad, the wisdom of Aladdin, they're all vivid characters who have made up my childhood memory.
unlike Italian, Arabic doesn't have fixed vowels. Instead, only when they are needed, the people put them in some place in order to make a word completely.
Well, is it similar to 句逗 in Asian Chinese?
To some extent, that's true.
I have read some books on Western culture before. The appearance of the human language means the beginning of a splendid human culture.
It is pity that I can't speak Arabic. So I searched an audio on the internet, which uses only one word to teach you the numerous changes of nouns.
Let's begin.
What I'm going to be focusing on is book, kitab, a book, kitabun, the book, al-kitabu, my book, kitabi, our book, kitabunna, your book, for a male, kitabuka, your book, for a female, kitabuki, your book, for two people. Kitabukumma, your book, for a group of men. Kitabukum, your book, for a group of women. Kitabukunna, his book. Kitabuhu, her book. Kitabuha, their book, for two people. Kitabuhumma, their book, for a group of men. Kitabuhum, their book, for a group of women.
Have you got it? If you don't have enough determination, you'd better not have a try.
Exactly. The hard work pays off.
Alright, that's all for today's Learn to Speak. See you next week.
Bye bye. Welcome back to join our weekly adventure. In last week's story, the Princess Kaguya from the moon took all trouble to get down from the moon and located his emperor in Egypt. She flew to the mysterious country, changed her appearance, grew to normal size, and started her search. Ready to go on with the story? After landing in the mysterious land, Kaguya couldn't help but feel lost. Her Japanese background has been so different from local culture, making it hard for her to figure out what's actually going on. And despite all this, she went on with her search. Her magic led her to the center of the desert, where she found some magnificent buildings.
How magnificent! I really love this pyramid! Daddy, can we go inside to take a look? I've heard that there are many treasures in them.
No, darling, you can't. It is not opened, and moreover, there is magic in these pyramids, and whoever that disturbs the pharaoh will be punished cruelly.
Oh, stop it, John. Don't scare her. These magic stuffs are absolutely fake, and it is truly dangerous inside.
Yes, there is a rumor that someone really got killed due to this.
Oh, fine, Mom. That's really a bit scary.
John, how many times do I have to tell you? Don't tell such stories to Jane. She's only 6 and this may scare her.
Oh, well, sorry. I was just trying to please her. I will never do this again, I promise.
Listening and thinking, Kaguya couldn't help but get confused. She has known his emperor's pursuit of magic, but why would he travel this far to get the unknown and mysterious magic of Egypt? There must be some reason behind it. Following the guidance of her magic, she came to one of the pyramids and got into it. She stepped into a dark corridor, but she didn't walk far before seeing someone.
Standing in front of her was a majestic woman in an ancient Egyptian suit. She seemed to be rather angry.
Hey, what are you doing here? Who led you here?
Oh, sorry. Nobody led me here. I found this place on myself.
No, it's not possible. People without magic ability is not able to get in.
But I have magic ability. I'm from the moon, and I'm here, too.
You're from the moon? Fine, fine, perfect. So, you will be my guest. Come with me. Let's see how I can help you.
I was confused by the sudden change of her attitude. I was so happy to see the disappearance of danger. She had no choice but to follow her into the depth of the pyramid. On the way, Guguya talked briefly about her life, and she felt that the woman has been really interesting and kind.
You've really had a rather colorful life. So, what at last brought you here?
As I have told you, I was here trying to find the emperor. Some choices led me here, and I was just wondering about before I came here.
I have to say, you have come to the right place. I guess you are here for this. We have found a traveler several weeks ago out in the desert, and I had him taken inside. Now, we are on our way to see him.
Oh my god! Do you know who's he? Has he said anything? Has he mentioned anything about his past?
Oh, Kaguya, he hasn't said a word yet. He hasn't woken up. You'd better come along and see him yourself. Oh yes. By the way, you said that you have lived for 1,000 years. So, what's your way of keeping immortal?
What? Immortal? Oh yeah, I've taken a special potion. And are we far? Where's he?
Oh, calm down. We're not too far. So, can you just describe to me how was the special potion made? What were the ingredients?
Sorry, I don't know. It was my father's creation. That was made long before I was born.
Oh, right. So, here we are. He's here, lying on the bed. Our doctors are attending to him. Come in and have a look.
Kaguya rushed into the room and found an old man lying on the platform. A group of mummies are working around him. She found it really hard to relate this old man to the young emperor, but his face indicated all the details of the emperor's face. She could still recognize him, and tears began to drop from her eyes.
He's your love, right? Come, let's take a rest. We're trying our best to get him what he used to be. Let's have a talk, maybe that will help us.
Okay.
So, did you have the same kind of potion as he does?
Yes, I did. He didn't take a whole thing, and that may be why he doesn't last.
If you say so, I actually had an idea. The potion is now running inside your body, and if we can make it run through his, maybe it will work on him and make him young again. Actually, I don't know if it will work, but at least it's worth a try. Do you agree?
I don't know. What if it doesn't work?
At least we have to try, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Master, it's time to take your...
No, now. I will take it later. Kaguya, if you agree, we'd better start out now.
But Master, it's already...
I said later. Now I have something more important to attend to. Let's go, Kaguya.
The woman led Kaguya back to the room. She had already had another bed put beside the one which led the emperor. Kaguya climbed onto it and lied down. Someone said something to her, but she didn't hear a thing and fell asleep. Not long after, she seemed to be woken up by a sudden burst of sound. She sat up on the platform and saw the chaos. The woman was lying on the ground, trembling uncontrollably, and the mummies were flocking around trying to help her. Kaguya raised her hand and was more than surprised to find her hand covered with wrinkles. Right beside her stood the old man with two paws in his hand.
Go, let's go, quickly, move, move!
What? What is going on?
There is no time to explain. Go out of here first.
She got up and ran out of the room, but they were spotted by the mummies and they started to chase after them. They ran and grabbed whatever they can to throw them backwards. Kaguya grabbed something very heavy and struggled to throw it back. The thing caused a huge explosion and the whole structure was falling down. They run and run and managed to get out.
Mikado, your majesty! How I wish to see you again!
So do I, my love, Kaguya. I have been waiting for you the whole 1,000 years, you know.
So did I, your majesty. But what was going on just now? And what happened to us? How come we become so old?
This is a rather long story. Several weeks ago, I began to feel the decline of the elixir of life, and I began to be afraid. I started to search for solution, and I heard about magic in Egypt. So I came to find help here, to find Isis. When I found her, she was really enthusiastic and kind, and made every promise to help me. But soon I found I was growing older, even faster. Later, I found that she was extracting elixir out of me.
What? Why? I can't believe this. She has been so kind. Why would she do this to you?
I don't know if you have sensed it, but she has been very enthusiastic about immortality. She is at least 5,000 years old, but she kept her life through a special potion. She drinks it 3 times a day, and if he doesn't drink it on time, she will die soon. I have tried to escape, but I couldn't. So I managed to change the ingredients of her potion yesterday. But she seemed to be too happy to remember to drink her potion. And he just broken down right now.
My God, I just can't believe this, the whole thing.
Come, in this pot of extracting, let's drink it and we can regain our youth.
Oh, so the whole mess is coming to an end. The woman is dead, right? We can finally be together again, because...
They drank the potion and the wrinkles on their face faded. They walked hand in hand away from the pyramid, but they didn't notice a flash of light out from the gate of the pyramid. This is far from the end of the story. Here's all for our adventure today. The story of Kaguya and Mikado will go on. See you next Friday and good night. Bye!
Bye.
Okay. This is all for today's program. Thanks for listening. Here is our group. Producer, Li Yang. Anchors, Pan Yixuan, Wu Jingye. Reporters, Lei Xiaodong, Xu Yuan, Yuan Ye, Chen Jiewen, Han Yige, Li Duoxi, Xiong Jiayi.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。